A 310.3 mutual law for parents and children. God is our lawgiver and king, and parents are to place themselves under his rule. This rule forbids all oppression from parents and all disobedience from children. The Lord is full of loving kindness, mercy, and truth. His law is holy, just, and good, and must be obeyed by parents and children. The rules which should regulate the lives of parents and children flow from a heart of infinite love, and God's rich blessing will rest upon those parents who administer His law in their homes, and upon the children who obey this 311 law. The combined influence of mercy and justice is to be felt. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Households under this discipline will walk in the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. 312-310.4. Chapter 53, A United Front. Responsibilities in government to be shared, unitively and prayerfully. The father and mother should bear the grave responsibility of guiding their children aright. On 312.1, parents are to work together as a unit. There must be no division. But many parents work at cross purposes, and thus the children are spoiled by mismanagement. It sometimes happens that, of the mother and father, one is too indulgent and the other too severe. This difference works against good results in the formation of the characters of their children. No harsh force is to be exercised in carrying out reforms, but at the same time no weak indulgence must be shown. The mother is not to seek to blind the eyes of the father to the faults of the children, neither is she to influence them to do those things which the father has forbidden them to do. Not one seed of doubt should the mother plant in her children's minds in regard to the wisdom of the father's management. She should not, by her course of action, counteract the work of the father. On 312.2, if fathers and mothers are at variance, one working against the other to counteract each other's influence, the family will be in a demoralized condition, and neither the father nor the mother will receive the respect and confidence that are essential to a well-governed family. Children are quick to discern anything that will cast a reflection upon the rules and regulations of the household, especially those regulations that restrict their actions. 313-312.3 The father and mother should unite in disciplining their children, each should bear a share of the responsibility, acknowledging themselves under solemn obligations to God to train up their offspring in such a way as to secure to them, as far as possible, good physical health and well-developed characters. On 313.1, how lessons in deception may be given. Some fond mothers suffer wrongs in their children which should not be allowed in them for a moment. The wrongs of the children are sometimes concealed from the father. Articles of dress or some other indulgence is granted by the mother with the understanding that the father is to know nothing about it, for he would reprove for these things. On 313.2, here a lesson of deception is effectually taught to the children. Then, if the father discovers these wrongs, excuses are made and but half the truth told. The mother is not open-hearted. She does not consider, as she should, that the father has the same interest in the children as herself, and that he should not be kept ignorant of the wrongs or besetments that ought to be corrected in them, while young. Things have been covered. The children know the lack of union in their parents, and it has its effect. The children begin young to deceive, cover up, tell things in a different light from what they are to their mother as well as their father. Exaggeration becomes habit, and blunt falsehoods come to be told with but little conviction or reproof of conscience. On 313.3, these runs commenced by the mother's concealing things from the father, who has an equal interest with her in the character their children are forming. The father should have been consulted freely. All should have been laid open to him. But the opposite course, taken to 314, concealed the wrongs of the children, encourages in them a disposition to deceive, a lack of truthfulness and honesty. On 313.4, there should always be a fixed principle with Christian parents to be united in the government of their children. There is a fault in this respect with some parents, a lack of union. The fault is sometimes with the father, but oftener with the mother. The fond mother pets and indulges her children. The father's labor calls him from home often, and from the society of his children. The mother's influence tells. Her example does much toward forming the character of the children. On 314.1, children are confused by parents at variance, the family firm must be well organized. Together the father and mother must consider their responsibilities, and with a clear comprehension undertake their task. There is to be no variance. The father and mother should never in the presence of their children criticize each other's plans and judgments. 314.2, if the mother is inexperienced in the knowledge of God, she should reason from cause to effect, finding out whether her discipline is of a nature to increase the difficulties of the father, as he labors for the salvation of the children. Am I following the way of the Lord? This should be the all-important question. 314.3, if parents do not agree, let them absent themselves from the presence of their children until an understanding can be arrived at. 314.4, too often the parents are not united in their family government. The father, who is with his children but little, and is ignorant of their peculiarities of disposition and temperament, is harsh and severe.